Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the choir singing, I Feel Like Something Good Is About to Happen. And then part three of Pastor Duck's message, entitled, From a Mess to a Miracle, from Ezra chapter 9, verses 3 through 9.
Pray. me tell you, if you're counting on an election to solve the problems that we're facing, I don't want to pop your bubble, but I'm going to tell you, you're living with a false hope. I don't care who's elected. America's in a sad situation. And the turnaround is not going to be in an economic fashion. The turnaround is not going to be who's sitting in the White House. The turnaround today is going to come from the very throne room of God, through the house of God, through the people of God. That when we get back to God and desire the revival fires of God to be poured out once again, we're going to see God's hand start to move in our nation. Amen. Folks, I'm telling you, there's only going to be a turnaround when there's a revival in the church. There's only going to be a turnaround when there's a revival in the church. And don't get quiet on me when I'm telling you the truth. We know that we today are a nation that is morally wrong. We know today that abortion is wrong. I don't care today what the different people say and the different groups say, and I don't care what all these liberals may say today. Abortion is spiritually, scripturally, and it's also wrong as far as humanity is concerned. Let me tell you, the Word of God, God says He hates hands that shed innocent blood. A child cannot defend himself or herself. And to take and rip that body, that child, breathing and alive out of the womb of a mother, it's murder in the first degree. It's capital murder. And it's wrong. Amen. It's ungodly. And today, let me tell you what, God is not going to bless it. I don't care what they say in the liberal ranks. It's wrong. Amen. We also know today that homosexuality and transgender today is wrong. It's ungodly. Amen. You were not born like that. You made a choice to be like that. But I'm glad today to tell you that God can turn your heart around. You're never going to get your mind turned around until you get your heart turned around. You're never going to see a change until our heart is changed. There's not going to be a revival until the hearts of God's people are turned back to the power and the presence of God. Amen. Praise God. It is ungodly. It's an abomination as declared. And if you don't believe that, you say, yeah, but that's all Old Testament stuff. No, it's New Testament. You read the book of Romans chapter 1, and you'll see what God has to say about it. By the way, that's New Testament. In America, we today have basically indoctrinated ourselves into the position, and we have possessed basically put ourselves where we are. And folks, it's because the church has become silent and we no longer stand up for the principles of God's Word of what's right and what's wrong. There's such a transparency today between the world and the church, you can't see the difference. The only difference is maybe the church has got a steeple on it and a few pews inside of it. But the hearts of the people are turned towards evil and turned towards the world and turned towards to the flesh. We need today a revival, a sin-killing revival, a Holy Ghost revival, a hell-slapping revival. That one today that will put Satan back in his place. You're not today to be intimidated by the forces of evil. Today you are the intimidator because the power of the Most High God lives and dwells within you today. Amen. You don't need to be shut up. You need to stand up and proclaim, my God is real and lives, and I will not compromise the standard and the principles of what God's Word has declared for the people of God. Amen. Be seated. Well, we Christians, we contend, declare, and advocate that we need to get the Bible back in our schools. Well, be careful how you say amen too soon. I contend we need to get the Bible back in the church. And the reason that the Bible has gone out of the schools is because we have taken the Bible and the Word of God out of the church and out of our homes. We're living any old way that we want to live, and we're doing anything, any old thing that we want to do, and we think just because the world's doing it, then it's okay. Have you realized today that the world is going to hell in a handbasket? Have you realized today if you follow the world, you're following destruction? If you realize today, if you follow the world, you're following a compromise that is of the flesh when God wants you to take a stand for that which is right. Amen. We don't need the church today to be like the world. Folks, today, the love of God is not to make you comfortable and conform to the world today. The love of God was shed by the blood of Jesus Christ on a hillside, a place of execution where Jesus bore the sins of all mankind and died there on that cross, that we today can have freedom and life and the abundance of His blessings. Amen. It's that blood that makes us new creatures and new creations in Jesus Christ. It's not the world. It's not the liberal church. It's not all these other things, my friend. It takes the blood of the Word of God, of the Savior, who died a miraculous death and who arose on the third day. And thanks God, He's alive today and living and on the throne. Amen. Praise God. That's the God whom we serve. So, if then a new creature in Christ, if that's the case for your life, then the things of God should become the priority of your life. You know why there's no miracles in your life today? You know why there are no miracles in your life today? You're supposed to say, why, Pastor? Thank you. Because you're leaving out the most important ingredient to create an atmosphere for God to perform a miracle. Amen. Well, I'm saved. I'm a child of God. I got my name written in heaven. Is that all you're counting on? That's not all you need. You need the power and the presence of God in your life. See, this is what happens. We leave out the ingredients that necessitates and provides for the growth that we need in our life. You show up at church, but you show up when it's convenient. Brian just started a new Sunday school program that's going to be absolutely awesome in that church. We as the body of Christ need to support that program and be here for it. Amen. Church is not a once and an occasional convenience when you feel like it. Church should be a part of your life, just like you get up and go to work. But you know what the difference is? You say, but I go to work because I have to, because I make money to take care of my family. Well, let me tell you what. The better way to take care of your family is to have them in church where they can hear the Word of God and have a change happen in their life. That's a better change, and that's a better provision. You may be feeding your family and taking care of them as far as physically is concerned, but you're starving, and they're malnourished today on the spiritual things of God. Not only that, but you don't pray unless you got a need. Amen. See, God's not your, is not your rabbit in the hat. It's just when you need something, you pull Him out. You don't witness to others of the transformation that happened in your life. I mean, the people that you associate with, your family, your neighbors, the people that you work with, do they know that you're a born-again Christian? I mean, do they know of the transformation that's happened? Or are you just, well, I'm a Christian on Sunday, but a hellraiser on the rest of the time of life? Now, what you gave to God today should be the priority of your life. That you received Him into your life, and what you released, the sin, the shame, the degradation, and all those things of the world should no longer be the controlling factor of your life.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Send an email to our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, letter A, and then duck, D-U-C-K, at aol.com. Once again, we thank you for tuning into our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.